The French film that won the grand prize at last year's Cannes Film Festival is just now being shown in American theaters. It's called Since Otar Left. Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition film critic Kenneth Turan says it was a long time coming.
Since Otar Left is as delicate and rich in nuance as the three dots that elegantly end its title. It's a film with a love of intimacy, an eye for the small moments that can go by unobserved in daily life. The film has a willingness to explore the emotional complications of family relationships. Director and co-writer Julie Berticelli's film conveys the poignant interplay between three generations of women. It's the feature debut of a woman who worked as assistant director to such formidable talents as Krzysztof Kieślowski and Bertrand Tavernier. She shares with both of them the wonderful ability to create emotion on screen while using tact, intelligence, and restraint. The director also worked with filmmaker Otar Yosulyani, from whom she likely got her character's first name, as well as a love for his homeland of Georgia and its beautiful, melancholy capital, Tbilisi, where the film is set. These Georgians, however, are devoted Francophiles, a grandmother, daughter, and granddaughter who speak French fluently.
Allô, allô. Non, non, je ne dors pas encore. Tu as reçu ma lettre?
Eka, the matriarch of this family, has dreamt of Paris all her life, but never gone there. As played by the remarkable 90-year-old Esther Gorinton, who's been acting only since she was 85, Eka owns the screen. She's a fierce, peremptory force, a flesh-and-blood incarnation of one of the triplets of Belleville. She can distill a lifetime of determination and disdain into every piercing look and dismissive word.
Stalinistka.
Stalinistka. Если Сталинистка это порядочная женщина.
The only soft spot in Eka's heart is for her son, Otar, who has fulfilled his mother's fantasy and gone to Paris to work. One day, while Eka is out, a call comes from Paris.
Hello? Hello?
A call that triggers unanticipated consequences.
Otar's trop adoré par j'aime trop. C'est métropila.
Working with a trio of exemplary and exceptionally well-cast actresses, director Berticelli does a superb job of touching the right emotional notes in recounting the consequences of deception and the importance of family. Since Otar Left tells us that we are stronger than we know, more inventive and more resilient. Our common humanity, our shared sorrows and hopes are what give this film its uncommon resonance and make it an unexpected joy to watch.
Kenneth Turan is a movie critic for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times.